want to continue some of this material on Route 1. We've been going over this material on Route 1, and we have covered a great deal about exteriorization. Now, everything I've covered with you at this time is Route 1, Step 4, to Route 1, Step 11. Now, we get into a more doubtful area of Route 1 when we get into Route 1, 12. I want you to understand clearly that everything from 4 to 11 inclusively is not simply something that's nice to do, but what you do do. And from Route 1, 12 on up to Route 1, 15 throughout, things that are nice to do. See, this is not one of these things that the preacher will absolutely perish if you don't do these things. Now, that intensive procedure has a great many steps which you could omit or forget about. But certainly, you wouldn't forget about R14 to R111. But you could start getting a foggy memory along about R112. Because this step is only a minor step, which usually takes place in the pre-clear, but nevertheless, it's a good thing to do with a pre-clear. Sometimes you get a pre-clear who, while exteriorized, still is banked up by facsimiles. He's got facsimileosis. And everything he looks at, you tell him, go out and look at that dog, and you'll see a facsimile of a dog, not a real dog, you know. You tell him to go through the stomach of that goat, and he doesn't appear a bit alarmed, whereas, as a matter of fact, the first time you tell somebody to sail through the stomach of a goat, and he's actually exteriorized, he's liable to be quite alarmed with you. That seems to be a fairly strange place to go. Actually, he's used to being eaten, you know, and being eaten by a goat is quite degrading. And he'll balk somewhat. So we have this person with facsimileosis. It's merely the fact that this person has not yet gotten into a state where he can create or destroy energy. Of course, this whole universe is dead set against either creation or destruction. These two things you mustn't do. Survive is the motto of this universe. Creation, destruction, these definitely are not the mottos of this universe. If you want to believe this more thoroughly, just go around and ask a nuclear physicist sometime. Tell him, ask him what he thinks of this new idea of yours. And do you know, usually, long before you have any chance to state the idea, he will have told you just this, which is a real funny one. There isn't anything new. It's all been done before. He's certain of this. This is a big conviction on his part. It's all been done before. Oh, the devil it has. Writers who are all written out, fogged down, and have finally become editors, will tell you that there is no such thing as a new idea. One of the first things that they teach in some of those decadent places known as the university, in the creative writing class, they will tell you there are some, I don't know, what is it, 8 jokes? No, that's over in public speaking. 8 basic jokes and no others. They will tell you that there's something like 36 dramatic situations and 55 associations, or maybe that's Heinz products, or is that 57? There's something like this, but there's just exactly a finite number of plots.